In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. Whenever I have the privilege of voting, I usually try to make sure that I'm an educated voter. I try myself to make sure I know something about the candidates, whether it's on a national, state, or local level. I try to make sure I know something about the law proposals, whether it's on a state or county or city level. I try to be an educated voter. Now, that isn't always easy in a day where there's so much misinformation and everyone has a slant, but I do my best to try to be educated when I cast my ballot. And yet I must admit that I usually fail to do that when it comes to the judges. Almost every time I'm voting, I flip the sheet over and I see a list of 10 judges' names and whether or not these judges should be retained, and I'm surprised because I don't know in the least who these judges are. It gets me almost any time. And I suppose that's okay in this one respect. It shows I haven't been on trial recently, because if I had been on trial, I probably would know exactly who the judge is. Well, I will be on trial one day, and so will you. It's unavoidable. For on the last day, all people, everyone who has ever lived, everyone who is living, everyone who will live, on the last day, every single solitary person, including you and me, will be on trial. We will all be judged. And as we're all judged on the last day, there will be no doubt about who the judge is. Everyone there will know and confess who the judge is. Why? It's because when it comes to the last day, it's always about the judge. You see, look at our text from the book of Daniel. In our text from the book of Daniel, Daniel actually sees a vision of what is going to happen on the last day. And at first, when Daniel sees this vision, it seems quite terrifying. For look who is seated on the throne. It's the Ancient of Days. And it's absolutely terrifying if the Ancient of Days is our judge. For think about what it means that he's the Ancient of Days. That means he's been around longer than there have been days, which is quite impressive since there was evening and there was morning on the first day of creation. It means he precedes time, and he will outlast time. He's eternal. He has no beginning, no end. He has always been around and will always be around. And that means that he can't be fooled. He's seen absolutely everything, and he can't be fooled. In fact, that's why Daniel sees his hair as white as snow and his clothes white like wool. It's because this Ancient of Days is holy and righteous, and if he is holy and righteous, that means that his judgment will be holy and righteous as well. And that's what's terrifying. For if you had to choose a judge to stand before on the last day, you would probably choose a judge that you could trick. You would probably choose a judge that you could fool, a judge who doesn't always know the truth. Or you might choose a judge that you can bribe, a judge that you can find some dirt on or maybe pay off so that he can rule in your favor. Occasionally, things like that happen on the earth, right? Occasionally, judges get tricked. Occasionally, judges may get bribed. It's sometimes why they rule in favor of somebody when they should not have. And if you or I were choosing a judge to stand before on the last day, we would choose a judge like that as opposed to the Ancient of Days who knows all things. Why? Well, simply put, it's because we know we're all guilty. We know that we all have sinned in our thoughts and in our words and in our deeds. Each and every one of us can examine our life according to the Ten Commandments. And we can see how we are guilty because we have broken all 10 of the commandments over and over again. And it's not just that. It's not just the evil things that we do. But on top of that, it's all the good things that we fail to do. It's the times that we are lazy, the times that we are selfish, the times that we only think of ourselves first. Those make us guilty as well. For as Jesus pointed out to the goats in our gospel reading, those who are condemned to the fires of hell, just as you did not do for one of the least of these, you also did not do for me. And I think each and every one of us can think of a time that we didn't do something for someone, even though the Lord had laid out a beautiful good work for us to do. And so it absolutely terrifies us that the Ancient of Days is the one seated on the throne. It terrifies us that he is holy and righteous. It terrifies us that his judgments will be holy and righteous. For we know that when the books are open on the last day, when your book is opened on the last day, you know that it should have a big, long list of sins written on it. You know that it should have a big, long list of good works that you failed to do written on it. And so you know this holy and righteous Ancient of Days should find you guilty, and he should use his almighty power to cast you out of his presence forever. But just as we're about ready to lose all hope and be completely terrified because we have to stand before the Ancient of Days on the last day, did you notice in our text from Daniel? Did you notice that someone else comes before the Ancient of Days first? Someone that brings us great comfort. For listen to what Daniel sees. We read, I kept watching the night visions, and there in the clouds of heaven, I saw one like a son of man coming. He came to the Ancient of Days, and he was brought before him. And to him was given dominion, honor, and a kingdom. And we're told that that kingdom that he was given will never end. And doesn't that bring you comfort? For since this Ancient of Days gave the one who is like a son of man, since he gave him dominion, honor, and a kingdom, that now means that this one who is like a son of man, he's the one who now has the authority to judge. He's the one before whom you will stand on the last day. And that changes everything. Oh, to be sure, you still can't trick him. You still can't bribe him. He is just as pure and just as holy and righteous as the Ancient of Days. For in a mystery that's beyond our comprehension, this one who is a son of man is also the Ancient of Days at the same time. He is fully man and fully God. And so he knows all the evil that you have done. And he knows all the good that you have failed to do. And so he should find you guilty and he should cast you away from his presence forever. But since the Ancient of Days is now also a son of man, he will not find you guilty when you stand before him on the last day. But since the Ancient of Days is also a son of man, he's going to find you innocent. You can be certain of it. Why? Well, on this final Sunday of the church year, I just want you to think back over the previous church year and think of everything that you heard that this Son of Man did for you. For everything that happened in the church year was all about the Son of Man, right? He was the focus every single Sunday. He was the hero every time we gathered here for worship. For this one who is the Ancient of Days, along with being the Son of Man, the one who is fully God and fully man, that one is, of course, your Savior, Jesus Christ. And just think over everything that Jesus has done for you, everything that the church year proclaimed about Jesus to you. It started in the season of Advent, where we heard the promise that this Ancient of Days would become a Son of Man by taking on human flesh and coming into the world. And then during the season of Christmas, we saw how that was true. as we heard the story of Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And that baby was no ordinary baby. But during the season of Epiphany, we saw that this baby, this child, this man is God himself, the second person of the Trinity, the Ancient of Days, who had taken on human flesh all for you. For that was brought out in the season of Lent. The entire reason why God became a man was so that he could suffer and die for you in your place to pay for all of your sins. That's shown in the season of Easter, where we hear that the Son of Man did not remain dead. He did not remain in the tomb, but he burst forth out of the tomb, full of life, conquering death, taking away that great punishment of sin, and giving you life that will last forever. And then after ascending into heaven in the season of Pentecost, we hear that not only did this Son of Man send down his Holy Spirit upon you through word and through sacrament to create and strengthen faith in your heart so that you could believe in him and receive from him the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. But on top of that, during the season of Pentecost, we heard how this Son of Man is now seated at the right hand of his Father, using his power and authority as the Ancient of Days. For remember, he is God and man. So he is using his power and authority as the Ancient of Days to rule over all things for your benefit and for the benefit of his holy church. For everything that happens in this world is a blessing to you and a blessing to his holy church. And since this is what you heard the Son of Man do in this previous church year, since you heard how the Son of Man and the Ancient of Days did all these things all for you, isn't it absolutely wonderful that that one, the Son of Man, is the one who will judge you? Isn't it wonderful that he is the one before whom you will stand on the last day? For since he is the one who is judging you, the Ancient of Days, but also the Son of Man who has done everything for you, since he is the one who judges you, you know that when your books are opened, there's not going to be a long list of sins written in there. All those sins have been washed away in the blood of Christ. And more than that, when the books are opened, you know that there's going to be a long list of good works that you have done. For not only are all of Jesus' perfect works credited to you by faith, but on top of that, since you are connected to Jesus, you are full of life and you can abound in good works as you dwell on this earth. That's why Jesus could say, you visited me and fed me and clothed me. Because as Jesus said, just as you did for one of the least of these, you also did for me. And since there will now be no sins written in your book any longer, since only there will be perfect works written in your book, when you stand before your judge, the one who is the Ancient of Days, but is also the Son of Man, when you stand before him and the books are opened, you can be certain that he will find you innocent. And he will deem you, yes, you, worthy enough to come to heaven, where you will join the thousands upon thousands and 10,000s upon 10,000s who are serving and worshiping and honoring him. It's all about the judge, isn't it? It's always been about the judge, and it will always be about the judge, the one who is the Ancient of Days, but is also a Son of Man. It's why during the previous church year, every single service we had focused on him. And do you know what? The same is going to be true of the next church year as well, and the one after that, and the one after that. For it's always about the judge. And when it's all about the one who is the Ancient of Days and the Son of Man, when it's all about what he has done for you out of his love, out of his grace for you, when it's all about what he has done for you, well, that's when you can actually look forward to this last day. Look forward to the time when you will stand before his judgment seat. For because of his work, you're certain that you are innocent. And you're certain that the gift of eternal life is yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we confess the one true faith, confess all that this Son of Man did for us by using the words of the Apostles' Creed as printed in the bulletin.